Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Do me a favor. Let me know if you can hear me okay. I'm adjusting the audio because I'm looking at the screen. I think we're okay, though. We got people jumping in the live chat. I want you to do that, too. Hey, I'm going to draw your attention to something real quick. Look below the video. You see where you can hit the like. We already have a thumbs down. The show hasn't even really started yet, and we already have a thumbs down. I'll tell you what. Honestly, I'm going to take that as a good sign. Because, this is disruptive. You know, we hear the buzzword disruption. If there is an executive in a corner office that you think needs a reality check, or maybe somebody somewhere that, you know how hard it is to dispatch, whether you're a dispatcher or a carrier or a family member, and you know the logistics, finding a good paying load is one thing, or something that you can accept, but then dealing with all the verification and all the nonsense that goes on with it, having to set appointments and work around this person and that person, it can be quite aggravating. And so maybe we got a thumbs down from a shipper. Maybe we'll get another thumbs down. Let me know. So this is now, we are just starting the show, and we're at the war of the likes and the dislikes. So let me know how we can help. Thanks, Jay. Also, do me a favor and you click share, click copy, grab this YouTube link. It is a controversial show because, shoot, man, there are still people think that dispatchers are illegal. How crazy is that? And I'm willing to talk about it. Listen, there's a lot of bluster and this is kind of a raw show. But if you've got something that you want to say in the live chat, I welcome you. Auto Transport Intel is an open forum. If you're positive that dispatching is illegal, let us know. And if you don't want to jump in the live chat, then you can go ahead and send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com. You can go ahead and email me, and then we keep it off the record. It'll just be between me and you. And also, you know that, like, I'll share emails. If you email me and I share the content, I'll blur out your name. We blur out the brokers. We share information about loads. We're really trying to do good here. And I know that that's messy. So we accept that. And having said that, hey, what's up, Elite Class Trucking? Yo to you as well. Trying to keep it real is not easy. So let's go to Sue. Sue, can you see me and hear me?
I am here, and yes, I can. Can you? Yeah. Well, I know you can't see me, but can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you. I can see your screen. We're looking at the load boards. So let's talk about how are the, let's start from the 10,000 foot view. How are the load boards today? What's going on?
We are at 43, hang on, let me get to the page. 43,103. We were at last week 44,359.
Okay.
So it went down like 1,000, not quite even, but the week before that, August 19th, we are at 41,000. So we're kind of staying in the 40,000 range is what it's looked like for the last, this is all the way back until 716 was the last time I wrote it down, was 41,000. Mm-hmm. So yeah, like 40s is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That is awesome. And yet, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yet we're still pulling our hair out.
Well, I'm going to take the screen for a second because this is probably the right time. I knew this would be appropriate near the beginning of the show. Can you see that? This is the comment we got from the show last time. You guys have low standards.
$1.22 per mile. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to disagree. What's interesting is that this is what makes being an illegal dispatcher so hard, is that we're trying to balance. We're fighting for carriers to get more money, and we're trying to make reasonable deals. Because as you know, you can't dictate on the phone to shippers, brokers, or whoever that they must pay X or else, right?
Right.
You can't do that. No, doesn't work that
way. We're lucky to get $25 or $50 more if we're lucky on a load.
So So if you were to talk to a shipper and say, listen, shipper, you have low standards. To haul a truck or a van, I'm not doing less than $1.22 a mile. Change my mind. How's it going to go?
They're going to say, okay, I'll give it to the next person that calls me. But anyways, I mean, they're not going to do this. I mean, we can't control. I mean, wish we could control the rates here. I mean, technically we could. We could just everybody say, okay, nobody's picking up a load ever again unless it pays this kind of money. But I think most people have to make a living, so I don't think it works like that.
And the thing is, camera one, we're talking about the load boards. The load boards are different. If you want to call a dealer or a shipper at home, fire away. But on the load boards, you can't play it that way. It's not going to work.
Well, and honestly, okay, so this $1.22 per mile, you can get that stuff if you're doing local stuff. We all know that.
This guy says
those
over $45. That's why he specified.
Well,
he says over the road.
Over the road.
Yeah, I mean, I like his forcefulness, and you can go on my channel and go to the Ratings Are Rigged video and see his name and comment, and you should do that. The thing is that, and I mean that because you want to watch the, you know, I need the views. I just thought it was awesome. Here we are pulling our hair out, right? Why do we, I don't even know why we bother. Right. Why do we bother? Seriously.
Well,
I mean, let's pack it up and go golfing. You know, I don't need this head. Yeah. I don't need to pull my hair out for 90 minutes every Thursday. Do you?
No, I'm already doing that anyway.
Exactly. So that's what I love about this comment, as if we're like in the way.
Yeah. Like we've caused this.
Right. You guys need to get out of the way and stop making the low rates.
Yes.
We're the problem. It's not that the ratings are rigged. It's that Jay and Sue are getting in the way.
Yeah.
I love it. And I appreciate it. And I do appreciate, if you want to give a thumbs down, make a negative comment, whatever it is, because ultimately this conversation needs to happen even if we don't really like it. Here's another one. I love this. I made this video of I'm walking down the road with my telephone playing back a voicemail tag system with the broker that, I mean, lied to me, played a trick. This is early on in the channel. Here's the comment I got. Put the review for the broker, then we all know to not get a load from that broker. Sue, how's that go?
Yeah, that doesn't work because reviews mean nothing and they don't stay anyway. So wish we could do that. We discussed that last week, what happened with that whole thing.
That's why I made a video, because nobody else cares.
No, they don't. I mean, and here's the thing. I, as a broker, when I look at, like, if they ask me for a load, I do look at their reviews. I also see what their negatives might be for. I had a guy, in fact, a guy the other day, he had four reviews and two negatives. So, of course, his rating was 50%. And he's like, I bought the company from somebody. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I still can't, you know, let you haul for me for obvious reasons. And I'm sorry you bought a company that had really crappy ratings, because it's going to affect you from here on out.
Wow.
But, I mean, I do look at that stuff. I also look at the FMCSA stuff, because that'll tell you about their safety ratings, all of that. Especially if they're, like, with weird reviews like that. And don't get me wrong. You constantly hear when they have a negative, and I say you have a negative for this. Oh, that was because of this, and we fixed this. We don't know if they fixed it. We don't, because you can't review back and say, they say they fixed it, but that doesn't mean the broker can't review back and say, no, they didn't. We're not allowed to do that. So we don't really know what those reviews really mean and what happened. Like if you totaled a car, I don't know if your insurance really covered it and paid it. I've had many companies that didn't do any of that stuff. So yeah, the reviews really don't mean anything other than to give you an idea if they did something wrong or right, you know, that kind of thing. And it does affect us as transporters if one of our drivers has a negative. And this is the crazy part. Like, the transporter may have 200 positive and have one negative, and I'll be told I can't do the load because of one negative. And you and I both know there's a lot of other people out there with worse ratings than that too. So that, I mean, each broker has their own rules, so I can't even say anything. You know how that goes, Jay. Like, you know, certain companies won't let you haul if you have a negative. You have to have, and if you, and some of these listings on here, if you read them, and I haven't seen one in a while, say, do not call me unless you have 100% ratings. And you'll see that in the reference ID stuff. I think, who does that? Jen, the one that you have to send an email to.
Oh, you can't say the company name, though.
Manhattan Transport. Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Oh, well, sorry, too late. But that's what, actually, that's, if it's one of their regulations.
Yes, that is one of the regulations.
Okay, if it's public information versus trash talk. All right, that's fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and it says that in there. You have to have 100% ratings to haul for them. So, but, and there's some people that do that. I mean, I get it. They may cut themselves short sometimes with not getting their cars moved fast enough just because of that reasoning. I mean, especially if you're not going to pay the appropriate price for a load to get moved, you know, that you want 100% ratings. I'm not saying they do that. I'm just saying if you make that a limitation as a broker, then you may be sitting on cars longer than you want.
Well, and that's where, I mean, I was, you know, just to get my props ready here. That's part of the poker game. Is that, oh, yeah, no, we have carriers coming out of our ears.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I just dropped a car. Yeah. That's how bad of a car player I am right now. Yeah, no, I mean, and that's the thing is, in today's market, I don't know. This one's going from West Virginia to Hawaii, but we have a 98%. What do you think? Yeah. That might work.
Well, yeah.
Let's go to, I just, you know, I always like to point out, just grab a mask and jump right in, because this is auto transport. And I know it's not, and maybe that's where I got the negative. I know this is not fun to think about, but especially on the load boards. And we're going to see this today. Yeah. Don't believe me? We're going to prove it correct in the next 90 minutes. I love this meme. Just post another actual pickup, actual delivery. I'm hoping we can spray some champagne over the cubicles today. I'm looking forward to that. And of course, it was the dispatcher. You know, if there's a problem, it was the dispatcher. Dispatchers are unlawful. They're pesky. And, but it's ironic because I still get emails. I'm looking for a dispatcher, and we'll pay.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm guessing the FMCSA never gets wind that there are actually carriers looking for dispatchers and say they will pay for it. Like, they'll go ahead. Here's another one.
So he's going to pay you for information to give you a dispatcher? Is that what it is?
Right,
is that
he'll pay, right, exactly. Hey, buddy. Hey, listen. Find me a dispatcher. There's 100 in it for you, buddy. Like, you know, I mean, he's saying he'll actually pay for it. Here's another one. I have issues finding loads. Can you help me out? It's a secret. It's apparently this giant secret. Yeah, it's like buying bags on the corner. Like, nobody knows that it's true that people are actually looking for a dispatcher fix. And yet, I have proof right here on the Crazy Show on Thursdays. Speaking of, Silverman says happy Thursdays. What's going on? Chris Chamberlain, hey everybody, FYI for the CarMax 2 car haul reviewed yesterday. It is a non-CDL truck. Oh, interesting. That's good. Thank you, Chris, because I know that was a, well, I believe it was a question or otherwise. So,
Two Bears has a question, too.
Two Bears has a question. And Sue, you can go ahead and take your screen back. Let's go to the Two Bears question. For the expert, how much does it cost Sue to, okay, Sue, what do you pay each year to be a broker? Great question, David. Thank you.
So I have to have a broker bond, and my broker bond is like $985 a year. I can't share my screen, just so you know.
Thanks.
And then the only other thing, I mean, you have to have a central dispatch account. And your MC, I mean, once you pay for your MC, it's a done thing. So your biggest thing is paying your broker bond every year and keeping that active. Now, as far as, I'm not like the true broker that you see on there, because my main gig is dispatching and brokering is my sideline. So I do not take the broker fees that some other broker companies take. And I know a lot of the transporters have a really hard time when brokers take broker fees, but they can't stay in business unless they get compensated. And that's how they get compensated, is the difference between what they pay you and what they're charging the customer. And they have overhead too. I do not have the same overhead as a normal broker would, because I'm, like I said, I'm mainly a dispatch company. So my amounts of money are very small, but a normal broker is going to probably be paying for leads. They're going to be advertising. I mean, I have a website. I pay for that once a year. I think that's like $300. Other than that, you'd probably have to talk to like a big broker to find out really what their costs may be. You know what I mean?
But let's do this. If able, can you give a ballpark? Because here's the thing. I hope this is where David is headed. And we're going to do a live show in a couple weeks. We're gonna get into some of this business stuff. But can you ballpark what it would cost a carrier to also be a bona fide broker? You know,
well, if they were just adding it on as carrier/broker, like I said, you're going to pay your broker bond fee, and that's all based on your credit rating too, by the way. So
okay.
I've had my broker bond for over 16 years. So in the very beginning, I think I paid $500 a year. Then we went up to $3,000 a year when the broker bond thing changed. Then they started combining broker bonds together under that whole $150,000 broker bond now? I can't remember. Or $125,000. Hmm. Anyway, so we split it. That's why I do not pay $3,000 anymore. I split it between a couple other brokers, I believe. I don't know who they are. It's just the way my broker bond does it. And like I said, it is based on your credit rating. So the better credit you have, probably the less you're going to pay. And then figure you're already paying for your central dispatch account if you're already a transporter. So that's not going to really change, because you get, I think you only pay one fee for being a carrier and a broker. I don't think they charge you double, but who knows? You would have to talk to someone about that.
But
I don't know.
I got to say, I love David's question for several reasons. One is, there are carriers illegally posting loads on load boards every day. And that gets like skipped over, but it's true. You're taking a big risk by booking a load that's been illegally posted by a carrier. But hey, people take risks all the time, right? If you're going to be a carrier and you're going to post loads, yes, get a broker bond. Now, why did I quote scripture and verse about the law? Because everybody else likes to as well. So I'm going to do it too. Yeah. So the thing is that, and also, more importantly, if you're a carrier, you may as well compete with all the brokers on the load boards, right? Why just take it when you can share in the fun? And my point, what I mean by fun, is profitability. I mean, you're the one with the customer, you're the one carrying the load. Why not go ahead and service them also as a broker? That's why any medium-sized to large fleet carrier is also a broker. So you may as well do that too. Yep. Shoot, man, am I giving away too many secrets here?
Well, no, I mean, at least you're legal. My biggest pet peeve is transporters listing cars on here and not being legal. I mean, we're paying for our broker bond. We're paying, you know, for our MC to be a broker. And if we take a load from a transporter and say it's not a COD, it's a billing, then we take the risk of never getting paid, because there's nothing we can do against a transporter listing a car to get paid. They don't have a broker bond that we can file against. We can contact the FMCSA, and we all know how that works. that's like non-existent. I get a stupid email that says, hey, we'll look into this, and that's all I ever hear.
And then, you know what they put at the end of the...
just do it that way.
In fact, they say, regards, FMCSA.
Yes. Which means, see you later.
Good luck with that.
I've never, ever heard anything from any of the people that I have sent in on this, ever. Just so y'all know. Just an email saying they got my information, and then and that's it. That's all
what,
you see.
That's so. What regards allegedly means, is we hear you.
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you that many people are probably sending emails and saying there's illegal dispatchers got the same email.
Regards.
Nothing happened. Yes.
That is crazy. I got a great idea. Why don't we search for some loads now that we've given proper context?
Does anybody have anything? If not, I have a driver that's going to be in Orlando tomorrow. Let's look and see what they've got out of there.
Love it. Let's go ahead and shake up those Orlando dice. Why does he shake dice on the show? You know why. Put it in the live chat. Why does Jay shake dice when Sue puts in a search? Why?
Okay. Well, I am going to... I have one page up with a minimum
of two. Does Jay shake dice while Sue puts in a search into the load board?
Okay. We got 195 loads. I put in a minimum of $300 out of Orlando. And I put in a minimum of 60 cents a mile just so I could see what's on the board. Now, when I'm training somebody on how to look for loads, and yes, my driver only wants, let's say, 70 cents a mile. If you only put in 70 cents a mile, you're only going to see 70 cents a mile, and then you can't see something that you could ask for more money on. So don't ever do that. You're going to cut everything out that could be a possibility for yourself. All right. Let's see what we got.
And I'll just
pause for a second. Already.
Elite Class Trucking put in a super chat. Any word on the chip problem? It's going to last a while. Thank you for your contribution to the channel, but it is going to last a while. This is a great time to go talk to people and say, I know you got a chip problem. How can I help? Back to you, Sue.
So immediately at the top, what do you see, Jay? Actual pickup in Tipton,
Georgia. Oh my God, we got one. Awesome. Oh, we got to hit this. We got to slide down the pole and everybody, and Ghostbusters and crossing streams. Woohoo! Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for spraying champagne over the cubicle. Jay was right. It only took, how long did that take? Less than a minute?
It was number two on the list.
That is amazing.
All right, oh my God,
that is ridiculous. Stiff, what is the typical mile radius you use when searching for loads for a three car? Ooh, good one. That's a good question, Stiff.
I usually use a 100-mile radius, honestly, because I like to see where the stuff is laying at. And if you put something smaller than that, so say like if you're in Atlanta and you only put 25-mile radius, you're not going to get stuff that's up north and you're not going to get stuff that's south of there because Atlanta's a big place. And I think 25-mile radius around Atlanta would probably cut off stuff like Winder, Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia, and stuff like that. And if you do that, you cannot see your route. Because if you're going up north, you can go through all those places. And if you only put a 25-mile radius around Atlanta, you're not going to see any of those loads. Let's see. And I did the same thing on delivery, by the way, too.
This is where we need, you know what meme we need? We need Leonardo DiCaprio saying, do you concur? I concur.
Well, and if you think of it this way, when I'm saying 100-mile radius, like say I'm going to Atlanta to Louisville, Kentucky, and you put only 25-mile radius to Louisville, you'll miss anything that you're going to go through on the way up that's within 100-mile radius too. So you don't want to do that either.
And this is interesting. So Ricardo is talking about Orlando to anywhere, 5 cars. So this will overlap nicely. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, cool.
Yeah, cool. Cool.
Well, there's a 4-pack right there going to Columbus, Georgia. It's not really cars, though. They're one car out of that. Just so you know, these brokers are lazy. They never put what it really is. So you always got to check the vehicles.
Oh, man. Brokers are lazy. Wow, she just... Hey, that can't be right.
Seriously. Yes, no. It is.
Thank you so much for the question, Jesse. Yes, I actually have a dispatching course online. It's a 3-part, 10-hour. What the? 3-part, 10-hour. It's free. It's on YouTube. I put the link in the live chat. I mean, you know, I can't charge for something that's an illegal. What? What is this? Is it an occupation? Says who?
What do you mean? What we do? Yeah, it's an occupation.
Oh yeah, this is.
Or
what
we're doing a show.
Oh no, wait a minute. Are you doing a show or are you actually dispatching? What do you do?
Oh, gotcha. Well,
you know me. I love rhetorical questions. I live a rhetorical life. Let's see here. Stiff says, are you looking for your 3-car carriers to travel within 500 miles or less, or more than 500 miles out? Oh, great. Another good question. So that's to you, Sue. Yeah.
So when I'm doing my 3 cars, my 3 cars will travel anywhere between 500 to 800 miles in a day. So not in the same day. So like, say we load out of Atlanta that morning, then we would be, like Cleveland, Ohio is one of my runs from Atlanta to Cleveland, or Columbus. And that's like 800, 900 miles. And they will be there the next day. Just so you know, I'm going to tell you it's probably not legal, but it's not up to me. My drivers do whatever they want. And there's that. Okay. Oh, just leave that one alone. But however, if I had a 4-pack, like my driver that drives the 4-car with the big rig, he will drive that many miles too. Like he just drove 1,100 miles from Wichita to Columbia, South Carolina. He left yesterday and dropped this morning.
Allegedly. Okay,
but he was legal. No,
oh, he was
this
legal?
Is all legal.
Oh, okay.
He's totally legal. He follows it exactly. But listen, this is the reason why he can do this. He doesn't have to pick up in 4 places and drop in 4 places. Oh, yeah. He picked up a 3-pack and 1 single unit. So then you don't have all that time of dropping and picking and dropping and picking. So that's why he can make that work. So like right now he's heading up to Chicago and it's going to take him a little bit longer, but it is 800 miles. He left this morning at 9 o'clock this morning out of Columbia, South Carolina. He's picking stuff up in Knoxville as well and continuing. He'll be there tomorrow afternoon. He'll still be legal for that. So it's all in about how many picks and drops you have. With a 3-car, it's a little bit harder to find 3-packs that are paying decent. It's different with a 4-car because you can take a 3-pack that are paying 50 cents a mile and have your 4th car that's paying outrageous, you know what I mean? And then still make it there the next day. That's why he makes as much money as he makes, because I find the packs together. And that guy also has a trailer that can handle 3 big trucks and then 1 small one. And that can be a small SUV or a small car. So that's how he can make almost, he usually makes anywhere between $8,000 to $10,000 a week. That's typical for him.
Oh no, 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 flag on the play. You just said, you didn't say guarantee or promise, right?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. And that's the only reason why he can make that is because he can fit larger stuff on there. So as we all know, big stuff pays money.
Let's rewind the tape. Why did Jay just act that way? Because Jay is tired of all of the videos that get thrown up all the time about how rich you're going to get tomorrow if you start today and all you got to do is walk around and, you know, arrange flour. I don't know what it is you have to do to get that rich. But anyways, those videos are out there. Don't.
Well, and honestly, you also have to keep in mind, this guy was broke down for a month. Actually longer than that, truthfully, because I think he worked a week in between that. So he was actually out for almost 2 months. He probably lost $60,000, I'd say. Plus, he spent $40,000 on repairs. So there you have it. That stuff happens. So don't think it's just all glory, because it's not. There's repairs in there. And as everybody knows, if you're trying to get fixed right now, and I know Carlos is having the same problem, there's no freaking parts anywhere.
Oh, my God. I know. Ty's been talking about that. There you go. Elite Class Trucking. You were talking, is there a chip problem? Yes. And there's a parts problem, which is worse for the carrier.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, man. Whoa. So keep that in mind. And I just want to say this, Stiff. Think this way, too. The larger the city, actually, the smaller the radius that I'll search. So if I'm picking up in Chicago, I'll go 50 or 25. Right. Well, and also, if I'm picking up in Chicago, I probably need to have my temperature checked, because I might have the COVID. Okay, that's...
Well, and the only other reason I put 100 is so I can see where they're sitting at around the ones I'm looking at. Because I'll put in where he's dropping at, exactly the zip code. And if I put a 100-mile radius, I can see where these cars are laid out on the map. So that's how I kind of figure out his route.
Well, and there's never a hard, and that's why my dispatcher training course also is free, because none of this is verified 100%. There's an exception for literally everything we say.
Right.
There's a guy out there right now that's rich, and he searches 1,000-mile radius. Stiff says, are you looking for your three car? Oh, yeah, I want to answer this one too. So 500 miles or less, or 500 miles or more? What's the simple answer?
Well, see, I don't put it like that, because right now I'm looking out of Orlando to all. So I'm looking for a good load, period. So if, we'll just say, if the load was 800 miles, actually, I always say if the load's going to be 1,000 miles, you're figuring that's a two-day trip almost every single time, unless you get a pack together. Okay, so typically what I will do is I'll just put to all. I'll scroll through everything's on here, and I'm going to click stuff on this left-hand side that I think looks good. Okay, once I get through this, at the top, we're going to press checked, and we're going to look at the loads that I've found to see if I can make this work by putting it on a map and seeing what my total miles really are and what the money pays.
Can you
Does that make sense?
Can you show that?
Yeah. Well, I'm scrolling through here now to see if I see anything.
Yeah, see if you can. Yeah, because I like that. I like it. This is actually when I've sat with dispatchers, you know, in a training situation. This is good stuff, because then you can start to see how gangly the logistics get quickly.
Yeah. I'm trying to see if... I'm trying to find him a load anyways. So.
If you're new and you're booking and your driver will call and say, you do realize I'm driving 50 miles out of the way to pick up this car. And you got to be ready for that. You got to be ready for that. That's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yes. And you tell them why. I mean, you don't just do it. It has to be paying appropriately and in your path, and it's not going to take you, just like I always say, like if there's a, like if you're taking a load and you've got a spot between that's like only 200 miles between one drop to the other, the question is, do you take a load in between those two? If the load pays under $250, no, you do not. You don't have the time for it, and it's not worth your driver's time. You want to keep them moving, because if that $250 car costs you not getting there to your final destination so you can pick up the loads that day, then that $250 may have cost you $1,500. So just keep that in mind.
But
and I also do the same thing when I'm doing short loads.
But
go ahead.
A driver or owner is going to disagree with you. They're going to try it anyways and find out Sue was right.
Yes. That happens all the time.
It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
I want to look.
And there's another good one. Is there a daily revenue goal you're looking for to hit for your three car suit?
Yes. So usually I try to make anywhere between $1,000 to $1,500 a day. So, and how I do this usually, like when I'm leaving out on a Monday out of the location, say all my drivers are in Atlanta, Georgia. So I may take loads up to Cleveland, Ohio that do not pay me the $2 a mile like I usually get my drivers, but that's because I'm going to get $3 a mile out of Cleveland to go someplace. So there's a little, you got to watch what you're doing and make sure it works before you do it. But just so you know, your money states are Ohio and Michigan and Kentucky. Those are big monies. Now, I'm not saying New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, those pay well, but you're dealing with toll city, man. And you're dealing with traffic that's probably not worth the money. So that's why I usually keep my drivers out in the Midwest and move them around until they've got to go home. Most of my Atlanta guys run Ohio and stuff like that. So usually my biggest money run is the second day of the week. I don't know if that makes sense. Like I may run to Ohio and I only made $1,200, but out of Ohio, I'm going to try to make two. And then from the next place, you're looking at, you know, $1,200 to $1,500, just depending on what your day is. I would say my average day is $1,200. Before this, the load started going down and we were in the 70,000 range, I was making over two sometimes a day because the loads were just paying so well.
Right.
Even to go 400 miles, we were getting like $1,600, that kind of thing. So it all depends. My guys, for me to make what they want to make by the end of the week, which is anywhere between $4,500 to $6,000 on average. So on average, I get about five. During high season, we're in the 7 to 8 range. But on average, if you think about it, if you want to make five by the end of the week, you're going to have to be making at least $1,200 to $1,500 a day to make that by the end of the week when they roll in there. And that's where they want to be at.
And I'm going to add that five a week was kind of my high average for a three car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because you're going to have some crappy weeks, especially, I don't know what's going to happen this year, but in about a month or two begins the crap. Traditionally.
Even during slow season, I usually make anywhere between 45 to 5.
That's because
that's
Sue,
if you're signed up with everybody.
Good. Sue is good. I mean, you are. You're really good.
I try.
Yeah, no, you're killing it. Sue is... let's just do this moment. If you are looking for a dispatcher, you've heard enough, that's it. You're going to throw the frying pan of baked beans against the wall. You're never going to do it again. It's in the live chat. MurphyAutoTransportServices.com. Click on it. Contact Sue. And then from there, it's you know, like hot tubs and bubbles and champagne.
Rolling around in it. anyways. I want to continue going through.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're looking for loads. Well, I've already, we got an actual pickup, actual delivery. My day is done.
And keep in mind, the guy I have here in Orlando, he can take three 1500s too. He's got a flatbed three car, and he has extensions on the front and the back, so he's really about 56 feet. So I can take either four small ones, or I can take three big ones. I usually go with the three big because they usually pay better than four and it's less work.
Nice.
So I'm scrolling through here, kind of looking to see if there's anything I can put together.
Right, because that's a one pick three drop. Is the getting back to our low standards, is the pay good enough on those trucks?
On what trucks? The ones we were looking at?
The Winter Garden, yeah. Is it right in there?
I don't know yet, because I got to put it all together to see if it'll make it work. And also keep
Jay,
in mind,
you're jumping ahead.
There's a fee out that there's a fee out of Metro Logistics, too, so you got to figure that 3% to take off of there, too. So, I mean, I got killer money to go down to Orlando. I got $2,700 to go from Sykeston, Missouri to Orlando, Florida, which is outrageous.
That is. Awesome.
I think it's like 850 miles or something like that. So, and he took two F-250s and a Nissan Pathfinder. So, two big ones and one, you know, medium size is what you considered, I guess.
And we haven't forgot about your Ricardo Orlando five car anywhere. We'll get there. We'll continue. Keep going. You're doing great. In fact, are you right now? Florida to Alabama. What did you search on this? I was too busy throwing dice.
Well, I'm going to Florida to all right now.
Oh, okay.
So I'm
good.
Going through it kind of. And so we're going to see everything that's. And I bet I put a minimum.
Great.
I take that, and then we can always change it. Okay.
And if you don't know, she's check marking. See those little boxes? She's checking the boxes, and that'll save it.
That looks good.
Yeah, I love that feature. Oh, yes. If everything worked that well.
Yes, there's that. I've seen several decent loads going from Orlando to Atlanta, but they're not really where I want to be as far as money wise. So I'm kind of like, that's a good one right there.
In fact, somebody asked that. Silverman says, is in and out of Atlanta a hot market? Soup.
Okay, so I've got like four drivers that live in Atlanta. So if I get them out, they stay out all week long until I can get them back in. Because Atlanta was really hot like 3-4 months ago. You could get killer loads out of there. Now it's like, oh my God, I got to get my drivers out on Friday. What am I going to do?
Wow.
And of course, there's all kinds of loads out of Atlanta going to Louisiana if you feel froggy, but I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, so that's still right. Louisiana is still.
At least another week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I think we've got another one coming that way too, right?
I think you're right.
I think there's another hurricane, one coming. So I don't know if I'd even go that way.
Yeah, in fact, it still says Louisiana floods. When you go to Google Maps, it still says Louisiana floods on the map.
I'm talking about Louisiana. Oh, I'm going to Orlando.
Uh-huh. All right. Oh man, they got got floods all over that place. Shoot.
Yeah. I don't know.
Harsh.
Also, like some of this stuff you gotta be able to haul for certain people too. Like cars arrived and ready auto. These are not, you know, just open for the average if you're brand new person. You gotta be able to haul for these people too. So.
Silver Mint has a great question. Sue, what are the top three load boards that pay the best? But go ahead.
So you're wanting to know, I got it here. Well, here's the thing. Ready Auto, Cars Arrive, Metrogistics, United Road. Do you consider that a true load board? I don't know, because it's their loads. So as far as load boards go, you have Central Dispatch. And I don't even know if I consider Ship.Cars a true load board, because there's only certain brokers that list on there. Montway. So I don't know if I consider that.
It's quite a reception. Yeah, no, yeah, that's why this is a really hard question, because I've actually never thought of it that way. The top three load boards that pay the best. I actually don't even know if that exists. I mean, here's the thing. I used to really like Cars Arrive back in the day, because they were usually pretty, on average, better than average paying loads.
Yes, I would say that too.
I liked Ready Auto. Not necessarily because the pay was better, but it was easier to just get loads when I wanted. And I could get, you know, on average better. Now, I mean, like, does Super Dispatch have better than average paying loads? I have no idea.
Well, okay. So the majority of people that use Super Dispatches, Backlot Cars, I think Turn Time, Adcock. I think that's most of them. I will say that Backlot Cars in general pay very well.
By the way, not.
That's right. JMN Logistics have been putting their loads on Super Dispatch as well now.
No way. Wow. That's.
Yeah.
Actually, Shocker, that is interesting.
And, okay, so we will say that JMN does not always pay the best. However,
I can concur.
They have been listing loads lately. Lately, they have been listing loads paying really, really well, especially out of Atlanta, and I don't know why, but I'm going with it.
Cool.
I've hauled for JMN for the last 3 weeks out of Atlanta, going to St. Louis and different places, and they're paying, they were like 90 cents a mile, weren't they?
Yeah.
And were they clusters? Yeah,
you don't ever see that. No, I mean, they weren't even, they're all in Atlanta, but they're not at the same places. Like one maybe was at Winder, one was at actual Norcross and stuff like that.
Maybe they got some final mile business. Here's something I've noticed. Let me know if you concur that when a large business gets a new client in a new lane, you'll see some decent rates. But over time, those rates drop as if they've learned something how to.
They decided they don't want to pay that much.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I don't know. You're right. You're right. That could
there's a curve there. Which is again why in the what do they call it? The aggregate. In the aggregate, in the long run, you're eventually getting less money than you were. Because all businesses are in the business of either reducing costs or increasing profits. So in the aggregate, as a vendor, you're getting less.
Right. And I think you're right. I think part of the reason why they charge more in the beginning is they want to show them how fast they can get them moved.
Right.
That's going to be a big thing right there. Because obviously the more you pay, the faster they move. And you're right. And then probably later on they're like, or they're keeping more money than themselves later on. I don't
know. Well, it could go either way. Yeah. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but which is actually what I don't appreciate is no matter how well you do, next month your supervisor needs you to do better. And why can't we just be happy? You had a great month. Yes. Do it again. Just do that again.
Yes.
We don't do that.
I agree.
We don't do that.
I agree.
Yep. In fact, as a dispatcher, how about that? As a dispatcher, hey, you think we can do 20 grand next month or week or whatever? All right. Me too. I've had a great week. And then, somebody's like, can we get more next week? In fact, I don't even think it's can we get more next week. It's we should get more next week.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, really? Did you see it says
dealership? I did.
Okay.
Let's see what else.
You're the boss.
I'm not seeing a full.
Is there any value in posting your truck on Central Dispatch for brokers to see? I love this question. Stiff, you're killing it today. Hmm. I love this.
Well, I used to do that. And it never got me anywhere. I haven't done it in a long time because honestly, I never got any response, any calls. I still get calls because these people are still calling us asking, are we in this area? And I don't even have them listed. It's just because that's where I've been in the past. And constantly this week, we're asking if we can go to Louisiana. No. Give it a shot. It's worth a shot to see if somebody answers you, but I don't know if they really look at this stuff, to be honest.
So I think I can intervene here. That's why I have a referee shirt. So I think that the answer is this, is that if you're a load sniper, like a dispatcher, and you're checking, you're looking for what's a good one today, where we go, then it doesn't work. But if you're a driver owner and you have a regular run, yes.
Yes.
Because then you will get calls because you're on a regular run. That's the only way it really works, and that is if you just have a regular running lane. I think that's it.
Yeah, I agree. Let me see. I want to see what this.
Being preferred only means getting ready to be paid less. The thing is that, you know what? It sucks, doesn't it, Silvermint? That once you become a realist, you sound negative. But I guess that just means that reality kind of blows. Because it's true. And here, I'm going to say something really offensive. Whenever I mention capitalism, man, I just sound like I need to be thrown out of the world. But this is how capitalism works, is that you're going to either save more money or make more money, but there's always more money on the line. So in a capitalist, I'm just going to go downhill. Sue, how are those loads doing?
I'm still going through them. I'm thinking we're either going to have to do, let me click on these now. We're either looking at Nashville area. There's some Dallas stuff. I'm looking at Alabama. There's a lot out of going to Alabama, but I'm going to have to put it together to see where they're going. And I really hate going to Atlanta because it's so hard to get out of.
And it eats time too, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah. It does. Yeah. Traffic is so horrible there. And unless you get them all in the same place or you're really familiar with Atlanta, like my guys who live in Atlanta, they know how to get in and around. But if you send a driver there that's not used to it, sometimes they can spend hours just in traffic alone. So
the way I was taught Atlanta by a driver, go ahead and take Atlanta and divide it up into quadrants. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you send me to Atlanta, you can't send me to all four quadrants. Pick 2, 3 at best.
Right.
But that's right. How you have to look at Atlanta.
Or it's at least the really one that you're going to do on the way out. I mean, right. I like to try to keep them either. Right.
Right.
Right. Right. That's true. Because like Winder is up in your right hand northeast corner. And right. So is Gainesville, sure. Georgia. And then yep. You have Cartersville on the other side.
Right.
So yeah. And Loganville's on the Winder side too. So if you're going to take loads on that side, keep them all on that side. If you're going to take them on Atlanta, you know, because there's three Mannheims, because there's a new Mannheim down there too. And then there's also an Odessa that's kind of southwest of Atlanta itself. That's where your College Park is and Fairburn is. And those are your Mannheims and Odessas. So if you're going to do all that, keep them down there. And also keep in mind that if you have a driver that's slow, I don't want to say that, but if you have a driver that's slow, you pick up stuff at Mannheim because they're open till 10. And you can get in and out of there and you can use lot vision, stuff like that. That helps your driver move and groove faster too. I'm going to put in this. Right.
Oh
now.
Yeah. Lot vision. Yeah. You guys know about lot vision. I'm going to throw in a link. We made a video for that too. Lot vision's awesome.
What's going on with Noel?
Hyundai Santa. Yeah, we got a sweet little, this thing's only, I don't know, it's a short video.
What's it got?
Use lot vision.
We're going to start with Alabama first and Tennessee. You might be able to fit that on there. They're 2,500, are they?
If you're tuning in, thank you so much. We're about halfway through the show. It's Dispatching Live. On Thursdays, we look at the load boards. We talk load board theory. We'll talk about carriers, brokers, dispatchers, shippers. We'll talk about locations. Well, we try not to trash talk too much. Obviously, that's hard to do in dispatch, but we talk in generalities. And we want you to chime in the live chat, send us an email. We are here to help. Probably also a good way to absorb this show, because I know, I mean, I don't do any, I do like long form content here on How to Transport Intel. So follow the ATI podcast. More and more people are doing that. And I appreciate it. So Sue is checking the load board. She runs a busy dispatch office. So you'll hear her, you know, have a side conversation. But she is searching the load boards right now. We're still doing Florida to... What are we doing? Mike,
we're going. I put in Florida to Alabama and Tennessee because that's the best paying rates on here right now.
Okay.
So I'm looking to see what I can do with what I'm looking at. So I'm going to pull up a map.
By the way, anytime you hear me say mic check 1, 2, 3, I'm actually checking my audio. That's not like a snide way of saying, are you there? I'm actually checking my audio because my audio changes and I don't know why. So yeah, I'm not being snide. You can't make up a lot of the shenanigans that happen in this business. I know, isn't it? It's so true, Rob. It is so crazy. It's actually, if you don't already know, The story of Auto Transport Intel is that I used to be a dispatcher. That's why this show, it feels like I'm still dispatching. And believe me, I wake up in hot sweats sometimes still thinking I'm a dispatcher. Now, that's an important function of the community and auto transport. But I'm more of a media and marketing guy. And so I'm trying to use so-called media and marketing skills to bring you and discuss the real pain of dispatching, because not enough people know how hard this is. They just don't know, man. They're like, yeah, can you get here like somewhere between 2:30 and 2:45? Maybe just leave the keys in the mailbox. Like, and you're like, okay, maybe. But are there any trees? Like, no, not a tree in sight. Meanwhile, place is a forest, right? You guys know. This is, and so we're working on behalf of the carrier. It is. It's crazy. How does everyone else deal with the over-length issues? Wow, exactly, that's a good question. Wow. Cry is pretty much how.
So what do you mean by over-length? Because the only places we're having problems at is you're going to be... Missouri is a big no-no stay for over-length. And Florida is another one. What other places are you having problems with? And what are you saying overhang issues? Is that what we're asking about?
Overhang, yeah. Back or? I'm going to go though. So here's, I think, a question, okay. Matthew, because we really do want to help, is that tell us more about, you know, your power unit, right? We're assuming a dually, because with the semi, you run into that less. And then assuming like what, a three car or a four car, something like that. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, Matthew, I'm going to just say this and then I'm going to hand it back to Sue. Join us on DOT compliance next time, because we really get into the specifics of that stuff. That's our Wednesday show. Jesse was down for 3 months, close to 60K, and spent 30K. Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Rob. That's amazing. Jay, you and the ATI community have helped shape a lot of the business practices within my business, and we're greatly appreciated. Wow. Thank you so much. That is awesome.
I think I see two that I could do here. But I'm looking at either Birmingham or Huntsville is kind of what's coming up on my screen here as far as, you know, good, decent loads to get out of there with that are not going to kill me.
Are you able to show a map of
what you're... I like this one right here.
Can you show...
Well, I'm kind of, yeah, I can show my map when I'm working on it. Because what I do is this is how I do it.
Okay.
So I'm putting in Orlando and I'm just plugging in these zip codes if I don't know where they're at. Like, I like how when we're looking at loads, let me kill this page here. When we're looking at loads, it will tell you on certain places where you're looking at. This is not the one I'm looking at. Hold on. Is this it? No. This one. Okay. So, like, where it says Meridianville, it says Huntsville. So, you know that it's going to be in the Huntsville area. Now, just keep in mind, when it says this, this is a 100-mile radius of Huntsville. That doesn't mean it's really Huntsville. So, you want to make sure to look at it to be on the safe side of what you're doing. There was another one I just found right here that goes Decatur is Huntsville as well. So, I was kind of plugging in these to see what we're looking at. Let's see. 35601. I want to make sure I have the right map. Here we go. Nope, wrong one. I just brought my map over here for you guys, and now it's gone. There it is. All right, so Decatur and the other one was Childersburg. 35044, no. I want this one, 35759. Now, there is a way on, I will say, there on the new search, this does this a little differently, and it will kind of show you where these are without you going through this. But 35759. Also, one of my new girls gave me this thing called a circuit, and it's for truck drivers, and you can put it on your phone. It's an app, and it's free. And it will literally, you put in your zip codes or where you're going to, and it will literally route you where you need to go, what's your closest thing, ooh, and blah, 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 and delivery. It's circuit? Awesome.
Ooh.
It's called Circuit.
Because how many times do you get asked to plan it and map it and wow.
Yep.
Wow. Here, yep. This is going in the live chat. Circuit, the route planning app. That is awesome. Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna push this over
that sounds
here.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. Because honestly, what we do is like the guys will call us while we're on the road or something or at home and we don't have our desktop, and Google Maps sucks on your cell phone, just so everybody knows, unless you're going to one place.
Yeah.
One place is fine. But if you're trying to put in multiple drops and stops and all that, oh, it's horrible. Mm. So this will actually literally do it. And then once you plug it in, it'll show you, it'll go, you know, number one, number two, number three, number four. And it will put in your pickups and your deliveries, what the fastest way is going to do it.
Wow.
And that part is awesome because we can't do it any other way. All right. So, for example, I'm going to add some stuff on here really quick so we can put the actual zip code so I can show you guys what I need to make.
And by the way, on the zip codes thing, I just want to point out, this is why Sue and I have so much fun with the new look that doesn't care about zip codes. Why would anybody care?
Yeah.
That is so true.
So, now, I just plugged in these two units that I'm looking at, okay? So I can see how much money I'm going to make. And I'm going to put it back over here so we can look at it if I can find the damn thing. The winter garden one. There we go. Okay. So this is what I'm looking at. There's one in Winter Garden, there's one in Tampa, and these are the two. So right now we're at 760 miles. So for my guy to make $2 a mile, we're going to double that. So we're at 1520. So right here, we're looking at these loads. Hello. These two. So I know one's paying $500. So that brings me down to 1020. Now, if you're set up with a Certus as a quick pay, you're going to take 3% off of that 465, or you go in and ask them for more money. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It all depends on a couple factors. I don't think it's going to work out of Florida because there's just too many cars going in and out of there. And probably this load might be even gone by the time we decide to do this. But 465.
Oh, man. Times 3%. Don't you hate that? You got all the yes. slide rulers and the triangulation and everything's perfect and you're ready to start high fiving and half the stuff's gone. Oh, God.
Yes.
It's the worst.
465. Can you, someone please call Matt?
That's why I always, here's a pro tip. This is what I did, is I had my earbud in one ear, and I would, as soon as I saw a load I liked, I'd have the driver on. I'm like, dude, we're taking this, okay? We're taking this. We're good. You're not, like, broke down. You're not, like, you didn't, like, you know, schedule a date over the weekend. I mean, we're good, right? And I would do that, and that way I didn't have to find out the hard way that either, oh, we're not, because I've had those. Have you had those? Hey, you're like, hey, man, yes. Oh, dude, I got this killer load. You're picking up tomorrow morning. We're gonna be rich. We're all moving to the Barbados and the whatnot. you're taking tomorrow to gamble? Oh, okay, yeah, I'll just cancel everything. Okay, great. That's cool.
Okay, so this is going to really pay only $451 with my fee out. So I need a load, another vehicle that's going to pay almost $600. I don't know if that's going to happen. So I definitely going to ask a Certus for more money. Don't know if it's going to happen. And then I still need another vehicle. And they have a Tacoma. For some reason, it's paying even less than a Tundra. I don't know if that's going to happen. So as a worst case scenario, I may take him that just to get him the heck out of Dodge because I made so much money coming in just to move him. But we'll see, because what I can also do is take what I think is good loads for right now, keep refreshing until he's going to be there, and then we get the last load. So I'm not seeing.
What is Florida has a $20 blanket permit a year?
Yes. So you want to pay for that every year because everything is overlength in Florida. I mean, it's just straight up. Oh. Everything is overlength. It doesn't matter if you think you're not overlength. It's just better to pay that $20 fee and you do it online on their Florida permit board and you get it immediately and you put your credit card.
Like all that. That's just the doing business fee. Like,
yes.
All right, here's yours. Basically,
otherwise it's $1,000 fee.
That is hilarious. You get busted. Oh, God. So. Well, this is why. So, like, when people are like, hey, do you think I came up with something amazing? You think truckers will pay $100 a month for it? I'm like, what are you talking about? Every single person they meet is pulling another $100 out of their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how in the world you're going to sell this thing. I don't know.
That's the problem. You can't. There's.
Amen, Matthew. Yeah, nobody likes the truth. Not even.
Yeah, that's. Well, yeah.
Hey, speaking of truth and fun and good times and parties. You know what time it is, Sue.
It's
Larry time. We're just a few minutes late on that, so I'm going to take this screen, and then when we come back, we have plenty more good times ahead. You go to, I put the link in the live chat, dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. What happens is every Tuesday night, we do the questions on Tuesday nights live at about 8:30 p.m. Then on Thursdays at 1-ish, we reveal the answers. Now, I still don't know the answers. So I've been guessing. I've got my answers here. I made notes. Where'd I put those? Okay, I got my guesses ready. I'll try to stick with it, but I do have the right to change my mind. So here we go. The country's oldest auto auction, Rawls Auto Auction, was opened in what year? Is it 38, 42, 47, or 1950? I believe that's in South Carolina. I have no idea what the answer is. My guess Tuesday night was 1942. I don't know why.
I'll go with 47 because 7 is one of my favorite numbers. How's that?
There we go. I like it. Rob is saying Florida has the absolute worst fee schedule ever. Fee for everything. yeah. How do you like, how are you enjoying your feedom? Okay, well, I'm going with 1942 on this. Sue's got 1947. Anybody else? Going once, checking my audio, going twice. Rob says 1947. Let's see what we got. Oh, man.
We're all wrong.
Nobody got it. Right out of the box, we lost. I have never gotten all five correct. Not once. I don't even know. I think I've gotten 4 out of 5, I think a couple weeks ago. Second question. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2018 Kia Sorento from Richmond, Virginia to St. Louis, Missouri? Is it 550, 770, 1125, or 1370? Now, my guess Tuesday night was 770. It's not super optimistic, but...
Well...
I know.
What'd you say?
770. Because 1125 just seems like more than somebody's... But there's a crazy market right now. I don't know.
Yeah, but it's not that crazy. I think 770 is right.
I agree. See, exactly. It can't be... we're lucky he didn't put something in between, because he would have me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's got to be 770. I'm just going to go ahead and let her reveal this thing. Here we go. Yeah.
Hey. Woo.
Okay. Question 3. The most expensive car to ever sell at auction is a 1962 Ferrari 250 GTO. The car originally sold for $18,000. What was its record-setting sale price in 2018? 29.3 million, 32.5 million, 48.4 million, 53.6 million. Holy cow. I mean, it literally could be 53.6 million. Because that's the funny thing. After you've squeezed the life out of all those workers for decades, why not drop $50 million on a car? Who cares?
So the better question is, what is it? What would it sell for right now?
Shoot, man. I've been thinking about all the internal combustion engine vehicles that in 50 years will be like precious gemstones. Jay Leno is going to be worth a gazillion dollars in the future.
Yes.
A gazillion.
Because he has so many of these.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm going to say 32 and a half. I'm just going to go the middle road, I think.
Because I just did my little spiel, I'm going to go with 53.6.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Going once? Too much fun.
See, we're way over
the we were both wrong, but we were. Of course it's 48 million. I mean, 48 million. Because, you know, think about it. When you're so rich that your yacht is rarely seen. 48 million, we're giving.
True.
Let's keep it on the yacht. I don't care. Whatever. Okay. Having good times. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2017 Ford F-150 from Reno, Nevada to Milwaukee, Wisconsin? $785, $1095, $1300, $1570. Now this one. Okay, I said $1570. I went high.
I'm either thinking it's $1095 or $1300. I'm going to go with $13.
Yeah. I'm sure you're right. I don't know why I'm being so optimistic. It's really out of character for me. Anybody else in the live chat? Here we go. Oh, no way! Can you believe it?
Oh, my God. He got-
That's crazy.
You got it right, you guys.
And I was right. Well, it's because I think you hit every mountain in the United States along the way.
This is true.
Oh, shoot. Okay. And it's a truck. All right. Last question. Here we go. Which of the following companies had the most fleet vehicles in 2019? AT&T, FedEx, AutoZone, PepsiCo. I really like this question. Let's go to camera one. What you have to do is you have to think about, you know, those conglomerates like Disney owns like half of North America. So you have to think about the conglomerates.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Right? So what else do some of these companies own? What are they involved in? It's actually really tricky. I don't know the answer. I just know that it's probably really hard to figure out. I said AT&T Tuesday night. I'm going to go with that. But actually, there were some really good guesses. I think I'm wrong. This is so cool. And here's what I like about it, too, is that this is the way we have to think. There's one way to look at getting loads, and that is the load board, one load at a time. Right. But that's not how fleets do it. Fleets are looking for customers with lots of vehicles, right? Because they have lots of trucks. And when we start to look at the world in fleets, whether it's fleet trucking, fleet vehicles, corporate relocation, that's when we start to digging into the thick gold layers. Carlos has PepsiCo. I think we lost Sue.
No, I really have no clue who owns what.
I know,
what,
right?
So
it
I'm
is. It's
still thinking FedEx.
So. Oh, Carlos guessed PepsiCo Tuesday night, I want to say. Rob, I agree. I guessed AT&T. Let's see what it is. I think this is going to be fascinating. Oh, no way. I got it right with AT&T. But Carlos, I think your guess is awesome. So, in fact, I started to think it's got to be PepsiCo. And it's funny that nobody guessed FedEx. How funny, right?
Because I was totally wrong.
Well, and it's like even though there's a million Amazon vans, like I'll tell you what, how about Google, right? Google,
right?
My gosh, those vans are everywhere. Between Amazon and Google, I don't think there are any other vehicles. Oh, yeah, Rob says 66,000 vehicles. Wow, that's insane, dude.
Wow.
How many does Google have? How many does Amazon have?
How many does Amazon? It'll but this is 2019, too, exact. So now
isn't that funny? Yeah, 2019. Yeah. Right? Yeah, Carlos, what is Frito-Lay and PepsiCo together? I'd love to know.
Yeah.
PepsiCo is second. Gotcha.
Okay.
Good stuff, man. Really good stuff. Okay, here we go. Cam, roll one. Drum roll, please. It is time for Jay's. Oh. Dispatching Mug-O problems. These are real problems created by a real dispatcher. Yeah, I've done that one. I've probably done half of these. They're going everywhere. I'm going to grab a chunk at a time.
Rob said most FedEx are contracted carriers, so that's probably why, too.
Oh, interesting. I'm going to have to get some new problems. Oh, perfect. I haven't done this one. And this one gets into one of the questions we just had. Yes, okay. The Rockies are hilly. This is why I sent you the long way, which is flat. Because if you've had this argument with a driver, but you said it was Central Dispatch says it's 660 miles. Yeah, but nobody drives as the crow flies.
You're right. That's the problem. That's the problem from California to say, we'll say Denver. Do you go the long way along the bottom or do you go along the top? There you go. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And still New Mexico is going to have mountains, so.
Right? Let's see. I want to share this with you, Sue. This is pretty cool. This is my last slide for the day. So Tuesday night's show, we had an amazing show called After the Roundtable. It's not for everybody, but it was awesome. And Caitlin, she was in the panel. Caitlin Shirk of Columbus Fair Auto Auction. She shared this on LinkedIn. Look at the screen. Look at the luck of the screen grab, Sue.
Oh, because it says Murphy Auto Transport Services? Yes.
That just went all over LinkedIn. That is so cool.
Awesome.
I know. Yeah.
That's probably why I got this email from LinkedIn saying, so many people looked at your website.
Probably. Oh,
after
yeah.
Tuesday night.
That makes sense. I'm telling you. That was when I saw that. I woke up Wednesday morning and I saw that. And not only it's a great post. Yeah, look at all the people that looked at it, liked it. I mean, it did really well. And it saved me the work. I didn't have to post it. Caitlin Shirk did. She's the general sales manager at Columbus Fair Auto Auction.
Awesome.
Yeah, really cool. So here's the good news. If Dispatching Live is the only show that you watch on Auto Transport Intel, I'm totally cool with that. That's awesome. But just know that, yes, the other shows are growing too, and it's really pretty cool. There's something happening. We're still, obviously, we're not there yet, but yeah, good stuff. So, Sue, you can take the screen back when you're ready. I think I gave that back. You go the stay away route. Exactly. Exactly. And that's no fun to explain. That's the whole point of that problem.
No.
You have to explain it. Yeah.
So I'm kind of looking at going into Knoxville. We just took a two-pack going into Knoxville. So I'm looking at this van right here from Montway, which, you know, I just love. So we just went on ship.cars and requested this load. We'll see if it's legit or not. Because if you look at it, Mercury has the same vehicle listed for 400. So this is double.
Oh, it's double listed? Oh, yeah. All right, let's look at it. Let's look at it. All right. Who has it? What's real? What's going on here? Now, Mercury posted 3 days ago. M Company posted yesterday.
Right. I would say the M company may actually have it, and I'll tell you why is because Mercury refuses to answer most of the time, so their stuff doesn't get moved. I don't know how many times I've texted, called to get about a load, and it's always either they don't answer at all or they say, I got to get a hold of my customer. So I would guess that their customer didn't get anything from Mercury, so they went to Montway. So we'll see.
Is it possible that the customer started at Mercury and went to Montway?
Is it possible if...
Do you think the shipper started with Mercury and realized that they didn't do it right, so they went with the M company? Is that possible?
Yep. That's what I think happened.
Yeah.
But they didn't get it moved, and so then they called another company, and it just happened to be Montway, and that's why Montway has it listed. And obviously, Mercury doesn't have it listed appropriately. Even Montway, really, this should be paying more because it's a 350. I don't know yet if it's a high top yet or not.
So, do you think the shipper's a problem? Maybe the shipper's the problem.
This would be my guess. I think this was on U-Ship, and they were trolling, and they're fighting over the same load. That's what I kind of think is going on.
Would it be possible to go to U-Ship and find this load?
Well, no, because if they've already gotten it from the customer, then you won't see it on there anymore. Because then they're in contract. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be on U-Ship any longer. It's on the ship.cars board for sure. We just went and looked to see if it was there.
So why did we spend so much time talking about a load nobody's ever going to book?
Because we were talking about double brokering again and how often we see this. Plus, I'm looking for
another one.
To go.
Oh, no, it's the same company. What's going on? Hey, wait, what's going on? Go down, would you? What's going on there? Why is there a double listed Chrysler LeBaron by the same company?
Well, I don't know. That I didn't understand either. I saw this already, too. I have been noticing, I don't know if there's a glitch in Central Dispatch, but I've been seeing this a lot with double postings for the same brokerage. And even when we've gotten the load from that company, we had this happen just the other day. We accepted the load. They kept calling us saying, you need to accept the load. And we're like, we accepted the load. We've even picked it up. What are you talking about? And they kept saying, no, you haven't accepted. It's still on my end. So I think, yesterday we had a hell of a day with Central Dispatch. Central Dispatch was down most of the day. I don't know if everybody knows that.
Oh, God.
That
sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, so that was a pain. So no broker could dispatch us vehicles that would not work. It kept coming up, and when we were like flipping the pages to see if anything new had come up, it would come up with bad 504?
504 gateway.
Gateway bad, something like that. So,
oh, you had a bad gateway.
So we even tried to send an email to Central Dispatch. That wouldn't work. So I tried to call them. And immediately came on and it said, hey, we're having problems with Central Dispatch. We're trying to get it fixed, blah, 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 blah. It did not get fixed until like, I think it was like 1, 2 o'clock yesterday where they could start dispatching loads. Actually, was it yesterday or Tuesday?
It was Tuesday
because it drove us nuts because we were sitting there trying to recoup drivers' loads that didn't work out that we'd booked for Friday, and we couldn't get anything done because nobody could dispatch us cars. We had people just sending us.
You can't get in your account. It's a total nightmare. Yep. You can't get in your account. That's when you're like, oh, thank God I have a third-party app. I want to go into Rob. Did you see what Rob said?
Tempest is the same way.
Read Montway bumped Mercury $100.
I don't get that. Yeah. And I don't get it because Montway, the only reason Montway is getting away with doing this on U-Ship is that they are also a carrier. But what bothers me is that they make the customer think it's actually them that is hauling the car, but it's really not.
Allegedly.
Then they go post it. That's why. Yeah. And then they call you when you call for the load. They're like, well, let me check with the customer because they really don't have the load. Is what it amounts to. And they also have to make sure with the owner if it's okay for pickup and blah, blah, blah. Are you? Yeah. Yep. So there you have it. That's why.
Is this why VIP loads, you can't talk to anybody except for them?
See, I think so. Because why else?
I don't know. I've never figured that out. I think actual pickup, actual delivery actually makes more sense than not being able to talk to the shipper. I still can't figure that out.
Well, and on top of it, usually the VIP customers are always residents. So how are you supposed to find out where you're supposed to park, how you're supposed to get in, you know, that kind of thing if you can't talk to their VIP client?
Because you're a VIP, we'll only talk to you. Don't talk to anybody else. Don't talk to the driver, the carrier, the dispatcher, people that actually do logistics. Don't do that. Only talk to us because you're VIP. Have a great day.
Yep. And the worst part about it is we did the VIP load like a month or so ago, and they wouldn't let us talk, you know, to the delivery, but they also wouldn't answer the phone for us because they wanted us to give them an hour notice. And we had the driver kept having to call and call and call for them to call the customer. But yet they're calling, they've got 10 other people calling my office going, when's your driver going to be there? And I'm
oh my God.
My driver's trying to contact you guys to get you guys to call the customer.
No joke. How many carriers in the United States right now, are sitting outside of the VIP customer's house trying to let them know they're there?
I know Rob says they have horrible reviews on UShip. They have horrible reviews all over the United States if you go look them up. But it's because they're doing so many loads. I don't know if people realize this, but they're doing thousands of loads.
Which is so crazy scary. And that's what's so funny. There's probably somebody, and I mean, I imagine there's a few people right now, like, just punching their desk, like, these guys lie all day. But the fact is that, they're so big now. I can't watch a YouTube video without seeing one of their commercials. They're huge. I mean, they're gigantic. So none of this stuff matters that we're saying.
No, it really doesn't.
None of it.
And you've got to figure, think of it this way, though. If you're doing that many loads a month, you're going to have some crappy reviews. And honestly, what I read some of the reviews is that they hire people to pick up their cars and they damage them or they don't damage them or they didn't like this or they didn't like that. So they're doing this as a broker, but I don't think a lot of the people realize that, like the actual VIPs will say, realize that it's not actually, that Montway's not the actual person hauling the car. It's another transporter.
I came up with a great slogan, is that you can be our next steaming hot VIP. While you think about what that means. In the live chat, I love how Rob and Brian are like, thank you, guys. Because if it looks like Sue and Jay are just sitting here like throwing Molotov cocktails at innocent bystanders, we don't want that. We are trying to say what is being said, except we're live on YouTube right now? I think we're live on YouTube. But thank you. We're not just making up stuff. We're not just trying to get views because they're not that impressive. They're not huge.
Rob's right. They said they rely on volume. He's right. That's true. Now, I do know that I have taken some loads from Montway, and I can say this because I know it's the truth, and the customer told my driver how much the broker fee was, and sometimes they're
$350, $400. Oh, my God. That is so funny. I don't know how many shippers love to tell the carrier because they can see, you know, this doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
There are so
especially
many
if they get
shippers.
More than the driver does.
Seriously, there are so many shippers. Oh my God. I wonder if brokers know this. How many shippers are out there that are willing to tell carriers, you know, I think you're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they do.
Yeah,
I think they get a little, well, especially because they have to pay that fee up front to get the driver next. Right. You know what I mean?
Okay, so it's $500 down and I pay the driver $100.
Yeah. What?
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And has anybody noticed that most of Montway's loads lately and for a while have all been billings? Because they have been. They're 15 days. There's very few CODs involved in that.
I don't know. But I'll just go ahead and speculate it's part of the VIP, right? It's, you know, there's just one door. We have a... Anyways. All right. It is 1:30, and you guys have been awesome. Leftover pieces of pie. Oh, God. You guys are killing me. I love it. I did. And
I gave you Chinese.
I think steaming hot VIP might be.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I really like steaming hot VIP because I think it really sums up what it's really like to be a VIP. And I can't even believe that term, it's so 80s. Like, what am I, Duran Duran? What do you mean I'm VIP? Like, really?
Duran Duran. Really? Really, Jay?
Really? What do we got? Simon LeBond on the phone? Age group.
My son still says, who is Duran Duran? Okay,
I was going to say, there are TikTokers like, who's he talking about? Is that like a Frank Sinatra thing? What is that, the Rat Pack? Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, shoot, man. That was awesome. So let's see here. We will be back next week. I get in Wednesday night. I'm going to be gone next week, so next week's a crazy week. But we're back on Thursday, so I didn't even need to mention any of that. Luca, can you do 5 days with... But we haven't been paid for... I can't read it. Sue, can you read it? I can't read it.
It says, you can do 5 days with Montway, but we haven't been paid for VIP load for 3 months or more. Really? Is he legit? Is that what he's saying? That he really hasn't been paid in 3 months?
You can do 5 days, but we haven't been paid for VIP load for 3 months. That's part of the steaming hot VIP experience.
Well, because I don't ever have... Honestly, I'll be honest. I always get paid for Montway. And we're set up on ACA.
I was just going to say.
That 15-day gets, we get paid.
As much fun as I like to have, non-payment, I don't think has been something I've experienced. I don't think I've had Rob, to quote Rob, I don't think I've had net never with that company.
No. I can honestly say that. I've never not gotten paid.
Yeah. So, hey, look at that. We're actually equal. Yeah, right. Let's see here. So, Rob, I'm gonna have to think about that. I don't know how to do a net never show because what would that be like? Can we do a net never? Well, we could do. Oh, hey, speaking of, how about this net never? We didn't do the douche of the day. Can we finish on this? Do we have one?
Really haven't had a lot. I didn't have any. Like, yeah, the stories this week. I really haven't. Right, other than the fact we had a hard time finding loads, but that was about it. But
I will say this, is we're not going to be so predictable that we have a douche of the day every time. If we don't, awesome. I don't need a
Actually,
douche of the day
awesome.
Every
You're right.
Yeah.
You're awesome. Right. I agree.
They brought up BS with the damage. Ah, he's in a disagreement. They brought up BS with damage, but haven't provided any evidence. Well, that's part of being a steaming hot VIP. Who needs evidence when you're Simon LeBond?
Okay, so Luca, what you do then is you go file against their broker bond and you get that going. Because the further out you let that go, the less likely you're going to get paid. So contact the broker bond, give them all your evidence, and I guess I guarantee you'll get paid.
Simon LeBond LLC. I think it's available. Give it a shot. Okay. Yeah, no, you're totally right. The filing on a broker bond, is it just me or does it just that phrase gives me a headache?
It's a pain. Right? You have to fill out a bunch of paperwork, but you know, if you want to get paid, you do it.
Yeah.
So
if you have any questions, so what do you do if you I think we tried to do a show on this. What do you do if you have to file on a broker's bond? Find out.
So,
where do you,
who the broker is. So, like, for example, we'll just go on here.
Yeah, let's take a look. We'll finish with this.
I'll show you.
Thanks for
find.
Your patience.
You can always find broker bond stuff usually so you go, on here. If you cannot find broker bond,
okay. So
then
search
you contact
the company.
you contact Central Dispatch and ask them for the broker bond information because it's supposed to be listed.
Okay.
So, of course, they have three listings. So let's go look here. So here's their broker bond. They're with Pacific Financial Association, and there's their phone number. So you would call them. They're going to send you over a packet via the email. You have to fill it out. You give them the load number, you know, all your information. If you use Super Dispatch pictures, all that stuff. You send it all to them, tell them they won't pay you. There is no proof of any damage, blah, 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 and let them work it out. Because then what they're going to do is contact Montway, get all the deets from them next, and then they're going to be your middleman to get this taken care of so you get paid. And Pacific Financial Association was my very first broker bond company, and they're a good company, so usually they'll help you.
Nice. Well, that wasn't too bad. But so what can you expect? You call the phone number, you know, you're pacing, you're sweaty.
Specific questions. Yeah. They're going to, when you call, you're going to tell them you need to file against a broker bond. They're going to have you go to a certain person that handles, they'll ask for the MC number, and then you'll talk to the person that actually handles that account. And then you tell them over the phone what's going on. Then they're going to say, give me your email. I'm going to send you over a packet to fill out. Fill it out and send it back to that person. Don't expect a response right away, but you do need to harass them. Harass is not the nice way to put it. So you need to call them and keep in contact with them to make it happen. Let's put it that way. The more persistent you are, the more persistent they're going to be with the broker that you're dealing with and all your information. So.
Well, shoot. All right. Well, hey, Luca's going to give it another shot. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do it.
Let us know. Keep us posted, Luca. We want to know how that goes. Shoot, man. We're now over time. This has been a pretty good show, I must say.
Yep.
We covered a lot. Yeah. And we shared a lot. Man, great questions out of Stiff. Wow.
Yeah.
So, love that question. Yeah. Keep the questions coming. Keep joining the live chat on Thursdays. If you're shy about the chat, and we know that, we're okay with that. Not a problem. You can send me an email or send me the news. Send me a screenshot. Let me know what's not working. Whatever it is, email me, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Say whatever. Say very little. Say whatever. Share an image. Maybe it's a how we doing. Maybe it's a load that you can't stand. Maybe it's a problem. Maybe it's pictures. Whatever it is, send it to me. We'll either share it or we won't, but we'll find a place and it helps. It's good stuff. And that's how we continue to grow this community with information and whatnot. So thank you so much for taking the time. Sue and company?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
The whole office. The whole office gets 5 stars. You hear me? 5 stars.
Are
you
there?
Yeah, we're still here. All right, we're signing out. Okay, so here we go. Everybody say goodbye, Sue. Bye.
Goodbye, Sue.
Thanks, everybody. Take care. We'll see you later.